when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. If it wasn't for you people out there listening and donating, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. There would be nothing, because it takes money to make things go around. And thank God that you people keep keeping us afloat. And not only that, we just love you. And we do this not just for you. We do it mainly for our own family. But you're very, very close. We do it for our family and our beloved friends and our loved ones. But anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. And my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And just in case you hadn't looked at the calendar lately, it is March the 18th, the year of our Lord and Savior, 2023. Jesus Christ Almighty God, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. There is no other. There's no other way, pathways to heaven. And people, as you know, this is a Christian radio show. You picked up that by just my introduction there. But we also, if you listen to this program long, you know we never do anything without going to a prayer. And my rock solid brother, one of my co-hosts, Rand Owen, he's the Alabama Lone Wolf. He's going to be taking us to the Lord in prayer. So he's graciously said he would do that. So anyway, Rand, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing well, Eddie, and it's good to be back with you and all the listeners out there, and good to have Brother Henry on with us this afternoon.
Sure is. It sure is. We'll bring him up in just a minute. But anyway, if you will, Rand, take us to the Lord in prayer, son.
Sure, absolutely. Let's bow our heads, please. Father in heaven, we just humbly come to your throne to thank you and to praise you. Father, we pray that you'd give us the courage and the wisdom to not live in our flesh, Lord, and not let our flesh rule us. Father, we pray that we might have a closer walk with you. We pray, Father, that you would help us to have better and more understanding. Father, we pray that you just let us wake up every day to soak in your word. Father, we pray that you'd help us to wake up every day and pray. Father, we pray that you'd help us to wake up every day and seek you. Father, we pray that you would control us and not let us be controlled by the ways of this world. Father, we'd also pray that you would have a heavy hand in this broadcast this afternoon and this evening, and that you might use us to do your will and not our own. Father, we just want to thank you for all of your many blessings. We want to thank you for those blessings, Father, that we so often just go unthought of, that we just so easily take for granted. But most of all, Father, we want to thank you for Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior, the one that came in the flesh and shed his blood and died on a cross in that order that we might be saved and have eternal life with you. And it's his precious name that we pray. Amen.
Amen to that. Amen to that. People, you know, I'll give you a quick outline of what we're going to do tonight. The first hour, as Rand just said, we have this fellow named Dalton Stout, and he's with the he's the president of Aryan Network, and we've had him on. With a lot of people have been wanting him to come on for quite some time. He's been on once before quite some time ago. I've totally forgotten about it. Well, that's the first hour, and we're gonna, Rand's going to be pretty much helping me drive that interview. And the second hour, we have CW coming out again. In fact, I had to call CW in the middle of the week and say, look, we got this humongous crisis with the banking system coming on. And so CW, he knows more about banking and money than anybody I know on our staff. And so he's be coming in. It's kind of an emergency. It was totally unplanned, but he's going to be on the second hour. The third hour, we'll have Gene, the Bitter Ender, coming on with Nancy, my big sister, Nancy Hitt, and everybody's big sister. They'll be coming on, and we're continuing our white slash Confederate history month. And as you, if we're dead serious, if you tune into all the classes, they're going to go at least, we'll have at least five classes, maybe more. And if you submit a written essay, we will send you a degree. I guarantee double damn T, it'll be equivalent to, you'll know more about white history and Confederate history than any place you could, if you went to any college in the United States and graduated with a degree in history, you will know less about white history and Confederate history than what you'll know by listening to these lessons on Blood River Radio. For that, people, with that introduction, we're bringing on our guest now, Mr. Dalton Stout from the Aryan Network. How you doing, Dalton?
I'm doing great, Eddie. Appreciate you having me on here tonight.
Well, it's great to have you on. I'll open up, start asking a few questions, and we're going to bring old Rand in here because he's going to pretty much carry most of the interview. But anyway, tell us a little bit about the Aryan Network and what work you've been doing and how long you've been in existence and how well you're doing and if you've made any progress. It's been my understanding that your purpose is to kind of go around the country, get around and kind of like form a network, like you said, a network to network or bring other so-called alt-right organizations together, like the League of the South, like the Knights in Arkansas, places like that. Is that true? So tell us a little bit about that, Dalton, if you will.
Yeah. The Aryan Freedom Network was kind of started a few years ago as a little independent thing that me and my wife were trying to do, bring like-minded people together and kind of support other organizations at the time here in Texas and other parts of the country. So since then, after the second White Unity Conference, we all decided to turn the Aryan Freedom Network into a membership kind of organization. And really kicked off really good last year. We started that in January of 2022. And ever since then, we've been hosting a lot of events, meetups and gatherings all over the country and connecting people with like-minded folk. That was our goal of doing that because the way the Aryan Freedom Network is starting to see the problems in this country, we need to bring people together. They're like-minded, people that can get to know each other on a personal level and then on an internet level, and the way the direction this country is heading towards is heading towards a very dangerous situation for our people. And people need to understand how important it is to connect with these like-minded people, because when stuff hits the fan and gets really bad, who can you trust? Who can you rely on that's like-minded, that has your racial viewpoints, that has your spiritual viewpoints, and so on. And that's the whole point of AFN. And the one thing we did that was really interesting last year, we started organizing a protest, counter protest against the filth in our communities and local areas. We took on a lot of these so-called drag queen story hours where they bring innocent children into these rooms and stuff and do all these, ungodly acts of sexual acts in front of these kids. And when we show up, we raise hell. And, you know, a lot of people have been talking to us about that, and talking about what we've been doing. And, like in Dallas, after Christmas, we did a big one in Dallas, and that was a pretty big protest. We took on the Antifa gun club out there, head on. You know, Antifa was waving their guns all over the place, and you know, all this crazy stuff. And at first, there was a lot of conservative type kind of people that were protesting this. You know, Antifa was kind of outnumbering them, and when we showed up, we kind of, you know, even the odds there, and, you know, and the media kind of blew that up and tried making us look bad, like it was a OK Corral or something, Tombstone that happened, but, you know, no one wasn't hurt or anything, but, you know, it's a, you know, the good thing about it, we did put the fear of God into these queers. And, and all these comments, you know, that's something, you know, that we've been doing. And another thing, you know, like even the gatherings we've been hosting, you know, we, you know, our gatherings are very educational. We do kind of like, you know, we have racial programs of educational, like people learn how to organize, how to get active, how to, you know, promote this racial message in our local areas.
Hey, Dalton, we have to go to our first break. I don't know if you can hear the break, the music, but we've got to go to our first break. We can't wait to get right back to you. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back after this quick break.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you. Thank you so much for holding out. I'm not going to waste another minute. We've got to get right back to Dalton because we have some really good conversations during the break. Dalton, it may be a little bit early yet, but if you will, put it out there, because I know a lot of people probably want to join after they hear this broadcast. How can people join your organization? You know, you said it's members only. Oh, it's a members organization. How can they join? How can they get in touch with you? Give us all that information out there, if you don't mind, Dalton.
Yeah, joining is an easy process. We tell people go to white-power.org and just click on our contact page to reach out to us. And it's a simple process. We do a background check. You know, we have a whole application process, and we have to do a background check on everyone that joins. And I know a lot of people may have issues with that, but people have to understand we're up against some evil people here, some powerful enemies, and, you know, they're always trying to infiltrate us all the time. So, you know, we always make sure when someone joins us, we know who they are. And, you know, and we're a different kind of organization. We're the type we like to get to know people on a face-to-face level. We're not a mail-in group. We're not an internet group. When you join, you're going to get involved. And, you know, if you're not willing to get active, you know, getting active and, you know, standing up for what you believe in, we're probably not the organization you want to be around. And we're very determined to pump and fight. And, you know, and we're not telling people to go out there and put a bullseye on their chest and tell them where they all live and stuff. You know, we're not that kind of group. You know, we're not here for our personal gain or selfishness. But, you know, we're here to fight the enemy. And so if you're looking for a hardcore group that's actually, you know, not just doing talking but walking, this is it. And when we tell people we're going to do something, we do it. So
that's very commendable. And tell a little bit about, before we go to Rand, you talked about the Drag Queen Story Hour and the Antifa gun clubs that you've had encounters with. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's what impresses me most of all, because you actually get in the street and you actually raise hell, you make noise, and you do stuff. You're not a keyboard warrior like 90% of the so-called alt-right is. So tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, Dalton.
Yeah, you know, so what? Usually when we find out about the stuff and the way we react to it, these homosexual sodomites, whenever they want to go out and host a story hour for children, usually they advertise and everything, and we hear about it and then we show up. And you know, we can't make all of them, there's so many of these things happening all over the country, but when we show up, you know, we're loud and proud. We let these people know that they're not welcome here. And we don't want them in our streets. We don't want them around children. And we're putting that presence on, you know. And it's getting to the point where it's getting, you know, to the situation where, you know, if we don't fight back, we're going to lose. And people need to realize, you know, there's a lot of people involved in the movement now more than ever. And there's a lot of people that believe like us, you know, they support us and everything, but a lot of people are just too scared. And, you know, if you allow the enemy, if you fear the enemy, I mean, you're not a man, you're not a woman, you're not a God-fearing person. And, you know, you're allowing this filth to run your life. And you got to draw the line in the sand somewhere. Yeah. If not, we're going to lose. And, we have to fight. There's no question about that. You know.
That's music to my ears. If you will, Dalton, tell us a little bit about, I'd ask you during the break, then after this question, bring Rand in. You know, I asked you during the break, have you had any trouble with, even though you're completely law-abiding, have you had any trouble with the law enforcement, for instance, police, sheriff's deputies in the various counties where you go, when you try to protest these godless Satan-worshipping events? And you said something about the FBI. So tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, Dalton.
So usually at these events, we don't have a problem with local law enforcement. You know, we never had that issue before yet. Not saying we would, but on the county and local city, you know, law enforcement is kind of tired of this Antifa bunch and everything, and they fight them all the time. So you know, usually these people are kind of on our side, and you know, and resisting communism and everything. But now, when it comes to FBI, that's a whole different level. But, you know, the FBI is a dirty, corrupt department, and they're very left wing. You know, it's kind of like the KBG for the Democrat Party now, and all the harassment that they do against just normal people, even regular conservatives, is getting, you know, outrageous. And, you know, but other than that, though, we really haven't been in any trouble, you know, because what we do, we follow the Constitution. You know, we have First Amendment and Second Amendment rights, you know, when we do this stuff. And, you know, and there's nothing that they can do about. And, you know, the good thing about us, you know, usually every time when we do an event, we have a lawyer on standby. And so, you know, and that's the one thing a lot of groups don't do that anymore. They don't have the resources for that. But in our organization, we do. And, you know, and that's something that makes us a little different, because when you have a lawyer on standby or a speed call, you know, when you're doing this stuff, it really helps out. And, you know, we know the law. We stay within the law. And there's nothing that these guys can do about it. So,
Well, one more question before I finally go to Rand. Now, you know, you said you really out people. You do a background investigation, bringing people in. Have you had any incidents of people trying to infiltrate you, trying to set you up? For instance, like the FBI trying to plant material on you, your vehicle, or anything, anyway, trying to set you up, or
We have had a couple of people that were in TIVA trying to join us, and that's why we do these background checks. And you know, when we do a background check, we do a very thorough background check. And you know, I'm the only one that does that. No one else in our group does that. You know, we're looking for signs and checking people's stuff all over the place. And you know, usually I'll even look back and see what your mama cooked you for breakfast the day before. And
yes, sir.
So it's you know, and that's why we do that stuff. You know, it's not just to protect our group, but it's to protect our membership within the group. And
yes,
from people from getting doxxed and harassed and all that. And you know, we go through a lethal vetting process, because we have to. And you know, the enemy's got a lot, unlimited amount of resources that are being used against us. We're very limited. We can only do so much. And like another thing we do, you know, we always do pat downs at all of our events. When I mean pat downs, we're checking for wires, bugs. We don't allow cell phones, you know, at our gatherings or anything like that, anything recordable. And, you know, we're kind of old school about that. You know, we got bug detectors, metal detectors, the whole nine yards. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep the wrong people with them. You know what I mean? And
that is super,
you know,
impressive.
So far, we haven't had any issues of like Antifa or anything coming on or harassing us at, you know, coming on our properties and, you know, at events and everything, not really, you know, getting anybody in trouble. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's a good thing about.
That is great, because that should make people feel good about trying to join your organization. Hey, well, Rand, we brought old Rand in earlier to do the prayer. Rand, take over here, son. Ask some questions. We got to go to the break in a minute, but go ahead. Any questions or comments you have for Dalton? I'm very impressed with Dalton. Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah. Oh,
there's the music, Rand. We got to go to a break. I'm sorry. When we come back to this break, Rand, unload your questions, make your comments, things like that. People holding your seats. We'll be right back after this break.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump's longtime personal lawyer believes his claim that he will be arrested Tuesday. Attorney Michael Cohen said he doesn't think Trump would have posted the claim unless he had information from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
It's not Donald to turn around and to come up with something for just because he's bored at Mar-a-Lardo, sitting there on a Saturday morning, hey, let's stir this all up.
Earlier this morning, Trump posted on Truth Social that he will be arrested Tuesday in connection to the case involving hush money paid to a former adult film star. Trump also called on his supporters to protest in response to the possible indictment. On the other hand, legal experts aren't expecting a possible indictment to have much of an impact on former President Trump's 2024 campaign. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Tom Dupree said an indictment in this case regarding hush money paid to an adult film star won't legally prevent him from continuing to run for the White House.
He can keep doing what he's doing. In other words, there's no legal impediment to him continuing to run as a candidate for president of the United States.
Almost 200 banks now risk facing the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. That's according to a recent study from the Social Science Research Network. The study found that 186 banks across the country could collapse if half of their depositors make a bank run. Taylor Swift's highly anticipated tour is underway. The singer-songwriter played the first show of the tour in Glendale, Arizona last night. Swift performed 44 songs over the course of her 3+ hour set, including hits like Shake It Off and You Belong to Me. The set list also included tracks from the 4 albums she released since the last time she went out on tour 5 years ago. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dear Blood River Radio family, right now we're going to we got this great guest on, Brother Henry. We're going to go right. We're going to bring Rand in. Rand's coming in now. He's going to kind of pretty much take over the rest of the segment here, folks. Go ahead, Brother Rand.
Okay, thank you, Eddie, and good to be on with you, Brother Henry Dalton, aka Dalton, Brother Henry. We don't want to confuse people out here with this
oh,
is one
yeah.
person. And I'm going to refer to him as Brother Henry. And first of all, I'd say, Brother Henry, the task at hand is a big one. Putting even these like-minded people together that are totally against things like these sodomites and queers and lesbians and all trying to get in to read to our dear children. Even with issues like that, we still have a lot of petty differences. And I would include myself, and just an example would be like, for instance, you know, some of the Proud Boys, from what little bit I know about them, they wouldn't want to stand beside me with a Confederate flag or a swastika. And on the other hand, I wouldn't want to stand beside them with them there waving a striped Yankee flag with all that it represents today, for sure, because it... That Yankee striped flag to me only represents every abomination to our sovereign God is what it represents.
Yep. Absolutely.
And the FBI, you know, y'all mentioned the FBI. I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you. I'll give you a second.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
In my opinion, the FBI is nothing other than the strong arm of a criminal cabal that is taking over and in charge and running our country and have been for a long time, but it's kind of like the mask is coming off now. They think they got so much power that it's almost like they don't care. You know, they think they're unstoppable, and they seem to be sometime. And you know, people, you mentioned being scared a little bit, and we all have a certain amount of fear, I think. And I also think when we let fear slip in, we let God slip out. But anyway, we're already in a Cold War, you might say, and sometime even almost to a hot war. And we already got young men that stood for things that we all think of, already in prison, have been in prison, cannot get out. They're going to do every day, every hour, every minute of the time that they were given for very minor things, in my opinion. But you know, we got to go after the youth. But before I comment too much, how many, if you don't mind giving just a rough number, how many members does the Aryan Freedom Network have, Brother Henry?
Well, we really don't like to discuss that because we always like the enemy to wonder what we have. It's not in the thousands or anything like that. And we want people to understand we deny more people joining us than joining. You know, and some people ain't really got the heart and the fire and the passion to do this yet. And, you know, and we're trying to, you know, kind of separate, you know, the weak from the strong. And, you know, we're kind of old school like that. But, you know, it's like what you said, you know, like you're referring to, like the Proud Boys and all that, these people that are, you know, waving that Kenny Stripe flag. You know, that flag, a lot of people don't realize America has been hijacked. It's been stolen. And it's going a long time back than a lot of people realize. And this goes back to the American Civil War. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that. You know, that flag, you know, I call it the Jew flag or the Kenny Stripe flag.
Amen.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that flag represents nothing but tyranny and evil. And everything, it's hard for me to salute a flag and honor a flag that wants to kill me. And, you know, kill me, my people, my children, our culture and heritage. And, you know, and that's what that flag represents. It's the other side. It's the evil side. And, you know, we got to hold up our banners high that represent our culture and our heritage and our people. And, you know, regardless what banner that is, you know, like I fly the stars and bars at all of our events, you know, that's, you know, I kind of, you know, view the Confederacy as a good white Christian nation at the time. You know what I mean? And, you know, and that's why I recognize as a good white republic, you know, to look at as an example for us as Americans. And, you know, but, you know, and I agree with you on the FBI. The FBI is a dirty, rotten, you know, department. They're corrupt. You know, things that what they're doing to people, you know, hell, it's bad that we pay for a law enforcement department, a federal level, that's supposed to protect us from all the evils in this nation. And here it is, they're attacking white Christian America. And, you know, this is an outrage. It's another sign of tyranny from, you know, the federal government overstepping its bounds. And a lot of people hate them now. And, you know, they have really shown their true colors now. A lot of people want to abolish the FBI. And, you know, I'm one of them.
Yes.
Especially Dixie. We want them out of, we want them out of Dixie for sure. But
I'll drive them out.
I respect your answer, Brother Henry, about the number. I get that. But another question, when you say we're going after like-minded people, are we talking about more or less individuals? Or are we talking about other splinter groups? We work
with a lot of different groups. We invited a lot of groups to some of our bigger gatherings. You know, we really try to have that connection with other people. You know, this fight isn't about just the AFN. We're not just worried about our name out there. We're not that kind of group. We don't look down on others. I never believed in that. Because that's the one thing a lot of people don't realize. Not everyone's going to be a fit for our organization, but there are other organizations out there that fit people's certain ideologies and viewpoints and all that. You know, not everyone's perfect, but the fact is, at the end of the day, we're all fighting for our people. And that's one of the most important things a lot of people don't realize. And if you can't, you know, people have to understand, not being active is just as worse as doing nothing else. And supporting these groups, these other organizations out there, really helps out our cause more than anything. A lot of people need to start understanding that. I don't care how old you are, I don't care how young you are. Everyone has to do their part. This is a war. This is an end game. This isn't some hobby. This is a racial holy war brought upon our people. And people got to stand up. You know, I always hear the stuff from random people, from the average Joe. You know, they talk about their ancestors. They talk about the American Revolution. They talk about the Civil War. You know, they're really proud of their ancestors. Well, their ancestors had a backbone to stand up against tyranny. And they fought back and they risked everything, their lives, their fortunes, their land, everything to put up that fight. And it's time for us to draw that line in the sand and put up that same fight. Stop admiring just your ancestors for what they've done. Let your grandchildren start honoring you in the future. And, you know, lead by example, fight back. And, you know, and when I mean fight back, I'm not telling people go out and break the law. There's a difference in that. You know, we're not in that situation yet. We're getting there. But, you know, organizing, getting active, starting chapters, you know, in your areas, in your state, in certain regions, that's the most important thing. And when you have an organization with people that are so like-minded, the more that you can accomplish on a local level. And that's what it's going to take. And, you know, and a lot of people need to let their petty differences get out of the way. You know, there are some people out there that probably shouldn't be involved in the movement too. And I'm going to be honest about that. I've been doing this for, you know, I've been involved for 32 years. I grew up in the movement. I've seen a lot of con artists and chicken hawks out there that prey on people. And, big you know, and we do, yeah, big egos. And that's the problem. And, you know, these people are letting their personal self gain get in the way from accomplishing victory. And
Brother Henry, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back, folks.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today. And gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory. Some
folks are born. God bless you, Blood River Radio people. I tell you what, old napalm, smell of napalm kind of brings back a lot of memories. It really does, folks. I'm not going to say I liked it, but I think it kind of defines our show. We dropped the hell out of napalm. We're blood. Hellfire and Brimstone radio show. I'm really proud of this program. Anyway, well, we're getting ready to go back to Brother Henry, a.k.a. Dalton. I'm going to ask a quick question, and then we'll go back to Rand. You said several things, and I have a couple of solutions. And we always about solutions. I should go to solutions last. My solutions are we need to start refusing to be arrested, and because we all agree that we are controlled by, you said too, Brother Henry, it's a criminal cabal, a Christian-hating, Christ-hating, God-hating, pedophile, satanic-worshipping cabal. That's who we're ruled by. So why would we allow ourselves to be arrested by something like that? Secondly, one solution, then we'll go to a question. I think we need to boycott, divest, and sanction, not just bloody outlaw apartheid state of Israel, but I think we all should do that to people that hate us. You know, I think we should boycott, divest, and sanction Jewish businesses because, by and large, they're against us. They hate us. And start doing the same thing with the federal government. I think we should encourage our governors to stop sending money to the federal government. They're always saying that they're not going to send us federal money if we don't do this, and they're not going to send us federal money if we don't do that. Well, they get their damn federal money from us. Stop sending them the money. That's just a couple of solutions. I usually do that last. But, and I'm going to ask you this, Dalton. Why can't our, this is reference to the Yankee flag, because it's about a two-part question. Why can't our white so-called Christian people see through that Yankee flag? Why are they so blind? Second part is, you mentioned a racial war that we're in. Are we losing the racial Christian war? Are we losing it? And if we are, how bad? And that's a two-part question. So if you can, just answer any way you want to, then we'll go right back to Rand. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. I guess I'll start off with the Yankee flag. The problem with that, a lot of people are proud where they come from. And America, the American flag was that flag at one time that everyone grew up in school. You know, they did the Pledge of Allegiance every day and all that. You know, a lot of people are just so stuck on that. But they don't realize the propaganda war is happening here with that. And it's like America is holding up this empire. It's like the Roman Empire, and it's about to collapse. And America is really culturally different, even with white people. It's like America is one big mess in Europe, you know, and you got Germans, you got French and all that. It's like America, you know, you got you got Southerners, you got Northerners, you got people from California and New York and all these different areas, and everyone thinks so differently than each other on solutions and everything. Like us in the South, you know, for instance, you know, a lot of us on this radio show today are all from the South. We're a little more radical than people up north. You know what I mean? We deal with the racial problem on a whole different level than a lot of people up north do. And, you know, and I'm not trying to make people from up north sound a little weird or anything about that. I'm not saying that they don't deal with these problems like in big major cities and stuff. But, you know, little old towns in the Midwest and things, they're not overpopulated with these non-whites. They're not being forced integrated like we were back in the 60s. This flood and immigration, we're the ones on the battlefield. This is a battlefield now. And, you know, and people got to understand that flag that's flying, that everyone saluting, is that flag allowing this to happen to us. And, you know, similarly, I mean, they really got to wake up from that. They got to quit bowing down to a flag that wants to kill them. They have to understand that. And, you know, and that's their flag. That is their banner, and they're flying that high to take away your rights, your liberty, and your life. And, you know, people got to stop that. And then on your next question, we had a couple of them for me. Trying to get these ducks in a row, right? So, so the holy war, the racial holy war. You know, a lot of people don't realize that this fight is coming down hard on us. It's going to get a lot worse. And people need to understand that. If you're not prepared for that, you're going to be in a lot of trouble later. And that's something a lot of people don't see. These guys are winning. They are winning. And we have to do everything we can to resist it and fight back. And, you know, we're kind of like in a cold civil war right now. The bullets ain't flying yet, but everyone's stocking up on the bullets, right? And, you know, and that's what's kind of happening right now. And that's why it's so important for people to get active and organized and get involved on a personal level. You can't do it online. Anyone can claim I have hundreds of people online, what, you know, and so on. But when you get in real life activism and you start connecting with people and you start training with people, that's a whole different level right there. And, you know, it's like us. We do a lot of training out here. We do a lot of self-defense training. We do boxing. We do MMA. We do self-defense pistol training. You know, we do survivalist classes. Like, we got this big camp out in Oklahoma coming up. It's a whole weekend of training. In May. And then, we do a lot of the stuff. Like last weekend, we did a paintball gathering. You know, we taught people how to work together as a team, how to communicate with each other in a, you know, a hostile situation like that. And what was great about that is paintball. So you're not really getting shot by a bullet, getting shot with paintball. And, but you're learning. You learn. You know, and the good thing about that one, people get to see a lot of leadership out of their membership. You get to see who's got, you know, who can handle themselves in a stressful situation, right? And, you know, things like that is so important because a lot of people do not know how to fight back in a situation like that. And a lot of people never been in combat. They never seen, you know, what war can really do if something like that ever happens. And, you know, so, you know, our best hit philosophy, get active, organize, and train. That's like our three priorities in our group. If you ain't willing to do any of that, you know, don't come around us. And then another thing you mentioned is you asked another question about giving up or allowing yourself to be arrested by this, you know, satanic government.
I understand. I think that was a solution on my part.
No. A lot of people need to hear this. And, you know, in our group, we don't force a certain religion or anything. You know, we do promote a lot of racial Christianity, right? And, you know, but we do have pagans and stuff like that that are involved too. But, and people now are spiritual. But a lot of people need to understand this is a warfare on a Christian level. We have never seen a government this radical against Christianity. And it's very satanic. It's like we're dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. And a lot of people need to understand having fear in the Lord makes you a stronger and more powerful and spiritual man than anything before. And you got to have faith in God to win this war. If you don't have faith, you don't have nothing. And that's something a lot of people need to understand. They need to get that in their head, because if you don't believe in having the full armor of God and God leading the way and providing for you, even in good times and bad times, he will provide for you. And if it's your time to go home, it's your time to go home. But the fact is, though, who are you here to impress? Are you here to impress Satan or God? And that's a lot of people need to understand. They need to get that in their head. Who am I fighting for here? Am I willing to sacrifice everything I have to prove that I am willing to go all the way with God? And that's something a lot of people need to understand, how far are you willing to go? You know, I can't, you know, speak on my part, you know, because I haven't been tested like that yet. You know what I mean? I've been
that's very honest with you.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to instigate stuff or anything like that. You know, I hope if that day ever does come, I can make war proud of me.
You and me both, brother.
That's good stuff, brother Henry. Real good. And if I could
some of the best we've heard.
Just real quick, I'd like to interject. You know, we both said on here that we're in a cold war. We're not in a hot war. And that's true in one aspect. But if you think about it, we're not. It is a hot war. It's just all on the other side. And what I mean by that, I'll give an example. Recently, the media was publicly asking people in New Orleans not to sit parked anywhere in their cars because there's so many carjackings. You've got fear of Negroes carjacking, kidnapping, and killing our innocent women on a daily basis, that's a hot war right there. I mean, it's just mostly one-sided right now. So really, we are already in a hot war because our people are dying. And another thing you mentioned that I'd like to, you said propaganda. I just want to say, and this has been said on this program before, but I'm going to say it again. Everything that you see on television programming today is pure propaganda. Everything.
Yes. Yep.
No exceptions whatsoever. It's all propaganda. So the best thing people could do is throw that boob tube out the door, get rid of it, and forget it, and come to places like Blood River Radio, the Aryan Freedom Network, to get that information and get away from that worldly junk, that propaganda, and get with like-minded folks as you are promoting, Brother Henry. And another thing, Brother Henry, amen, you're exactly right. This comes down to a war, good versus evil. But you know what, brothers and sisters? I've read the back of the book, and I know who wins in the end. And that's what gives me hope every day.
Amen.
Thanks, sir. You know, we're almost out of time. Yes, I didn't mean to interrupt. Brother Henry, we're just about out of time. Would you like to, what would you like to leave part with us before you leave? Would you have any additional comments you hadn't had time to get in?
Yeah.
I
want everyone out there that's listening to understand, whatever, if you don't like us or not, you are the resistance. And always remember that. Not back. Do whatever you can. Get involved.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Henry. I will definitely be back in touch with you. You've done one hell of a job. I would like to get you back on in the near future. People, you heard it. You heard it from a Brother Henry. God bless him. He told the truth. Be right back, folks. We're transitioning to the second hour.